Several months ago in Ypsilanti Township, a Washtenaw County Sheriff deputy was seen on video hitting a female suspect on the head as she resisted arrest following a shooting there. This is Lisa Berry, and the issue was sent to the Michigan Attorney General's office for review, and a decision was just announced about whether or not the deputy should face charges. Joining us now to talk about that on 89.1 WEMU is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Thanks for joining us, Sheriff.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Just to refresh people's memories, there was a shooting. Two sheriff deputies were on the scene trying to find out what happened, because we all saw this on video. It's all out there. And the deputy was seen hitting the woman on the head because she would not cooperate. So was it your decision to send the matter to the Michigan Attorney General's office for a decision?
Yes. So it's a, you know, it's a pretty, what I would say, a best practice to try to have the investigation, the final prosecutorial decision, as objective as possible. In what was going on, I think that was the night after George Floyd. With everything that was going on, it just made sense to reach out to the Attorney General to ask them to make the final prosecutorial decision. And remember, before that, we reached out to the Michigan Sheriff's Association and asked for outside investigators to actually do the entire investigation.
And I've buried the lead here. The lead is that the Attorney General has said no charges should be pressed against the deputy in question here, correct?
Correct.
And is that from the Attorney General herself or her office?
From the Attorney General. She gave the press conference, and essentially she said that that the deputy's level of force used was justified and appropriate given the level of resistance by those being arrested. So, we said from day one that we would trust the outcome of the investigation and that we would abide by the Attorney General's decision, and this is the decision. You know, the next step for us, we've been poised to do this, is now we'll do our own internal investigation to see two things. If any of our staff's actions were outside of our policy and procedure, but equally as important, are there any policies that we have or training protocols that need to be adjusted? So that is the process that we're following right now.
What kind of community reaction are you anticipating to this decision?
I think it would be the same as in any other situation. There will be some that will agree. They look at the facts and they say, yeah, I think this makes sense. And there will be some that won't agree. So there will be some folks that will be angered or dismayed or disappointed with the decision, and that is their right.
Can I ask you what your reaction is to the decision?
So my reaction is what I said when this started, that we will follow the facts. We asked an outside investigator to do it, and I will trust the decision of the Attorney General. Remember, I said that before we knew what the decision was going to be. So I've said from day one that I thought it was a very unfortunate incident. But I wanted to remind people, our staff was responding to a call of shots fired with a victim that had been shot. Now, let's not lose sight of that. Somebody got shot with very specific and timely and relevant information that the shooter was in a residence. And our staff was attempting to do their jobs, keeping the community safe, by finding the shooter. And they were interfered with in that action. So I would have much rather us never have had that situation occur. I said when I saw the video, the images in and of themselves were disturbing to me. Anytime there's violence, it's disturbing to see. Whether it's police violence or any other violence, it's disturbing. So I was dismayed and disturbed by it and all the disruption that's caused in the community and in the organization for the last few months. And I understand with now this coming back from the Attorney General that there'll still be some disturbance in the community, people maybe not being satisfied. But my job and the job of our team is to continue to serve the community, to hear what they say, but to not be distracted by those that are going to disagree with the outcome, and for us to go out every day serve people in the most objective and fair manner. That's what I expect from my deputy sheriffs, correction officers, and dispatchers. And my belief is they will deliver that.
Again, the Michigan Attorney General making a ruling that the Washtenaw County Sheriff deputy involved in an incident in Ypsilanti Township last May, saying the deputy's level of force use was justified and appropriate given the level of resistance by those being arrested. Now, I'm talking to Sheriff Jerry Clayton. What is the status of the deputy in question right now?
He's been off on administrative leave. He will continue to be off on administrative leave while we conduct our internal investigation.
And what kind of internal investigation are you conducting?
We have to look now and look at his behavior and his actions against our policy and procedure. So the Attorney General may have cleared him of any criminal wrongdoing, but we need to make sure and see if his behavior and his actions were consistent or in violation of our policies and procedures. We also need to look at our own policies, procedures, and training to see if there's something we could do differently to make sure that as best we can, we don't find ourselves in this situation again. So that is what we're in the middle of now.
So that investigation is already underway?
It is, yes. Yes, we have started that process.
And I do not want to ask you this question, but I have to ask you this question as the sheriff of Washtenaw County. How concerned are you for your deputies because of what happened in Los Angeles, where two sheriff deputies were shot just sitting in their car, and now you're coming out with what might be considered a controversial decision by some in the community? Are you concerned about the safety of your deputies?
So, Lisa, I think I've been sitting in this seat almost 12 years. For 12 years, I've been concerned about the safety of our staff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a challenging and dangerous job. It's probably never been more challenging and dangerous now. But I've not had one deputy sheriff, not one, or supervisor, call in and say, I'm not going to come into work today because I'm scared of the dangers associated with the job. So every day, they're putting on their uniform, they're going out serving the community. So, yes, I am concerned. I'm concerned. I have faith in our community that if they have a grievance, that they will follow the appropriate process in terms of voicing that grievance. But yeah, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about our correction officers. We had a Wayne County Sheriff's Corrections Officer killed last week. So I'm concerned about our correction staff. My message to them is do your job, do it right. Keep your, be alert. Don't overreact based on things that have happened elsewhere. And keep themselves safe, each other safe. And the other part of that is let's keep the community safe. Let's just continue to be who we are and do what we do. And I've said this from day one. You know, that Apple Ridge incident was unfortunate, but that doesn't define us. Our reputation, we have served people well for 12 years. Our staff is going above and beyond, try to do everything they can to serve people in the right way. We had that incident on in Apple Ridge. A part of that now has been addressed through the Attorney General's decision. We have other parts of that. And when it's all said and done, the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office is not going anywhere. Our community is not going anywhere. My focus has always been and will continue to be to find ways that we work together. Even in the face of disagreement and disappointment, we have to find a way to work together. That is the only way we build and sustain a strong community. So committed to that. My people are committed to that. We're going to work for that outcome.
Think the citizens are committed to that?
I've always believed that the majority of the community is committed to it. Listen, Lisa, even in the face of protests and people saying, non-complimentary things about us, I've never felt that they represent the larger community. They represent aggrieved members of the community. But even people, when they're angry at you, can still want to work with you if it is incumbent upon both of us to work together to get to the kind of outcomes that we want. So yes, I do believe that the vast majority of the community is committed to the same thing. I have no doubt.
All right. Once again, the Michigan Attorney General issuing a decision that a Washtenaw County Sheriff deputy should not face charges for an incident in Ypsilanti Township last May. Hopefully, Sheriff Jerry Clayton, you can keep the peace and everybody can react responsibly to this decision and be okay moving forward.
I agree. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Okay.